This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Russia and Turkey are at loggerheads over Syria, but the two governments this week have reached a deal on a pipeline. It's to run beneath the Black Sea and would give Russia a new path to get natural gas to Western Europe and allow people in Turkey to get cheaper fuel. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a closer look.
Right now, Russia sends its natural gas to Europe through Ukraine, which keeps upping tariffs. Russia's been trying to figure out a way to get around it for years. This Turkstream pipeline would bypass Ukraine altogether. David Goldwyn is an international energy expert, formerly at the State Department. He says what has to happen now is Russia and Turkey have to agree on a price. That's no small thing.
They have ended up in international arbitration. So again, this is not a done deal.
Here's the rub. Turkish jets struck down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border last year, and the two sides basically stopped talking. So Russia and Turkey coming to an agreement on anything is a big deal. Henri Barkey is director of the Middle East program at the Wilson Center.
The objective here is not the pipeline. The objective is to show that Turkey and Russia can get along, especially after a very rough patch. And if a pipeline gets built out of this, fine.
Because what's important here isn't so much about providing power to Turkey and Western Europe as it is about showing political power to the rest of the world. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.